30 Absolute Best Books to Read After a Breakup by Max Jenker. I encountered my first breakup when I was only 15. As any breakup, it sucked. I was crushed afterward and spent months obsessing over it and feeling depressed. Luckily, however, I eventually turned to books. I demolished just about every book that promised me to make me feel better about myself. In retrospect, some of them made me want to soak my eyes with bleach. Some were mid and skippable. Others changed my life, or at least improved it in some minor yet meaningful way. The latter are the books I'll address in this article. The absolute best books to read after a breakup. Enjoy. Number 1. Getting Past Your Breakup by Susan J. Elliott. An essential guide for anyone looking to recover from a broken relationship. Using her background in counseling and personal experience, Elliott offers practical steps for healing and rebuilding your life. The book focuses on the importance of no contact with an ex, the necessity of grieving and self-care, and developing new, healthy post-breakup habits. As for Elliott's approach, it combines direct advice with compassionate support, providing a tough love needed to move past the emotional turmoil. Number 2. The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck by Mark Manson. If you've been reading me for some time, you probably knew this one was coming. This orange fucker pulled me out of several existential and identity crises and shifted my entire outlook on relationships and life. This is, hands down, the ultimate book to read after a breakup. And if you like my work, you will love this book. In brief, it's about self-improvement, not through avoiding problems or always being happy, but rather through engaging and improving upon problems and learning to accept the occasional unhappiness. 3. Everything is Fucked by Mark Manson. That's right, I just recommended two books from the same author. Mark's second book is similar in theme to The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck. However, it takes a much more philosophical approach to self-development. It's a much deeper, less personal, and in my opinion, a better written work. While The Subtle Art questions our conventional wisdom on what makes us happy, Everything is Fucked questions our assumptions on what makes life worth living. Fun fact, this book was a massive inspiration for my radical recovery course, specifically the first few lessons on pain, resilience, and acceptance. 4. Boundaries by Henry Cloud. What can I say? It's in the title. Boundaries helps you set and maintain healthy boundaries, be that with your ex, partner, friends, or family members. Overall, it was an easy and accessible read, nothing academic or too technical. I just disliked the countless cases of religious prattle thrown in personally. I don't know about you, maybe you're into religion and will find this aspect of our work a plus. If so, more power to you. As for me, I just wasn't a fan. 5. Stillness is Key by Ryan Holiday. Based on Stoicism, an ancient philosophy on leading a good life that recently made a comeback, Stillness is Key essentially shows you how to live a fulfilling, peaceful, and meaningful life, no matter how good or bad you have it. And then when it's time, it reveals to you how to die well. If you've read some of my other articles, you have probably noticed I borrow many ideas from Ryan Holiday. Journaling, meditation, overcoming pain, I have basically the same takes. So if you enjoyed them, you'll probably enjoy this book as well. 6. The 7 Principles for Making a Marriage Work by John Gottman. a supremely practical guide on how you can effectively communicate with your next partner so minor fights don't evolve into a full-blown raging dumpster fire that then leads to yet another breakup. While this book is a bit academic and filled with practical exercises that not everyone is a fan of, it is still an insightful read, and one of the better books I've read after a breakup. 7. Whole Again by Mackenzie Jackson. Whole Again is a beast. It's dense, it's long, and it doesn't treat you like a glue-eaten buffoon as many other books in the same genre. It also contains factual, pragmatic, and verified advice on recovering from a toxic relationship, moving on, and finding yourself again. So if you're someone who had a relationship that involved lying, cheating, manipulation, gaslighting, love bombing, passive aggressiveness or abuse, be that emotional or physical, this is the book for you. 8. Atomic Habits by James Clear. From afar, Atomic Habits seems like a simple book on building good habits and breaking bad ones. But when you get into it, you'll see that there's much more to it than that. Jam-packed with actionable exercises, easily applicable formulas and relatable, real-world examples, this book teaches you how to overcome a lack of motivation, be more productive, and develop a more resilient identity. All absolute must-haves post-breakup. This is especially a fun read if you've enjoyed my articles on productivity and habits. Fun fact, probably 50% of what I wrote in them came from Atomic Habits itself. 9. The Gifts of Imperfection by Brené Brown. This book is difficult to label. In one way, it's a self-improvement book, but then again, it isn't. The Gifts of Imperfection is not so much about improving yourself as it is about accepting yourself. And despite my struggles to relate to certain sections of the book, like the ones on kids and family, it's still a beautiful, profound, and brilliant piece of writing. One that just might get you to finally accept your breakup, perhaps even transform the way you see yourself for the better. 10. Getting the Love You Want by Harvel Hendrix. The same problems that plague breakup recovery books also plague relationship advice books. Most are generic, cheesy, impractical, and filled with toxic and inaccurate information. Getting the Love You Want, however, is different. The best kind of different. Full of well-researched advice and explanations rooted in old-school psychotherapy, the book's goal is to help you realize why your past relationship failed and, based on those insights, how to make your future ones succeed. 11. Self-Compassion by Christine Neff. Self-compassion is often made fun of. Most people assume it's some hippie New Age nonsense without any scientific grounding. In reality, however, self-compassion has umpteen proven benefits and is a legit field of psychology, and Neff Christine is one of the leading researchers in it. In her book, Self-Compassion, she provides the theory around self-compassion, real-life examples of people before and after they started practicing it, and exercises on how to practice self-compassion yourself. 12. The Road Less Traveled by M. Scott Peck. The Road Less Traveled is a timeless self-help classic. It's one of the best books to read after a breakup, hands down. It's also one of the few self-help works that takes a down-to-earth approach to its themes. One of the best instances of this is actually right at the beginning of the book, with its famous opening line, "Life is difficult." In The Road Less Traveled, Scott Peck explores the nature of loving and love healthy relationships, and what it takes to live a meaningful and happy life. Consider picking it up. 13. Attached by Amir Levine. Attached is not only one of the most important books I've read after my most difficult breakup back in 2016-17, I'd go as far as to say that it's probably one of the best books I've read in my life. Not only did it help me understand and resolve the needy and obsessive tendencies that kept torpedoing my romantic relationships, it even helped me understand and resolve most of my validation-seeking tendencies and abandonment issues when it comes to my familial relationships. If you're also interested in why you're acting the way you're acting, and how that impacts your romantic relationships, perhaps even familial ones, read this book. Now, for a summary of the book's source material, also read Attachment Theory Explained, an article by me on maxjenker.com/attachmenttheory. 14. The No Contact Rule by Natalie Liu. The No Contact Rule is a self-help book that advocates for the strict cessation of all communication with an ex following a breakup. This is also what the No Contact Rule boils down to. To be more specific, the book provides A. insights into why the rule is crucial for healing post-breakup and breaking unhealthy attachment patterns, B. practical steps for implementing no contact, and C. many ways to maintain it. Now, I'll admit, the book, while still one of the best books to read after a breakup, has problems. Some parts are stretched out, certain points repeat themselves. Generally, the book at times feels like a collection of blog posts without any fitting transitions connecting them in a way that makes sense. Nevertheless, this is still the best book on no contact that I've come across. 15. Grit by Angela Duckworth. Grit is one of the few books on success and productivity worth reading. In it, Angela Duckworth does two things. Number one, she argues that talent and intelligence matter less than grit, her word for perseverance, focus, endurance, and constant improvement. Two, she explores what grit is, where it comes from, and how it drives success, and how you can develop it. In terms of style, the book is akin to Atomic Habits. Lots of rags-to-riches stories, real-world examples, and personal stories from the author that most of us will be able to relate to. 16. The Body Keeps the Score by Bessel van der Kolk. Chances are, your breakup was pretty traumatic. If I'm right, do yourself a favor and read this book. Not only does it unpack the psychology of trauma, how it affects us and why it's so difficult to shake off, but it also provides some of the most scientifically validated ways on how to live with it, despite how bad you have it. Just a heads up, this book is a bit abstract and technical at times, but nothing a seasoned reader of my blog can't understand. If you've been reading my articles on trauma or resilience, you will be just fine with this book. 17. Finding Meaning by David Kessler. Finding Meaning is an extension of the five stages of grief coined by Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, a Swiss-American psychiatrist. It's also the book that inspired one of my most viral articles, 8 Stages of a Breakup and How to Navigate Them. Apart from recapping the previous 5 stages of grief, and obviously going over the 6th stage, this book goes on to explore the entire nature of grief and how it impacts not only us, but society at large. Overall, the book is far more descriptive than prescriptive. I personally liked this. It reminded me of another great book called The Dopamine Nation. But I admit, it's not a genre for everyone. Maybe do some research before you buy it. 18. The 6 Pillars of Self-Esteem by Nathaniel Brandon. Nathaniel Brandon is the originator of the concept of self-esteem, and The 6 Pillars is his definitive guide on the topic. It's also probably one of the best books to read after a breakup, simply because, if you're like most people, your self-esteem is absolutely fucked right now. Anyhow, the book's premise is simple. To develop and maintain high, healthy self-esteem, one must build what the author identifies as the 6 pillars of self-esteem: living consciously, self-acceptance, responsibility, assertiveness, living purposefully, and personal integrity. The book essentially guides you through the process of establishing these critical elements. 19. No More Mr. Nice Guy by Robert A. Glover. This is a book everyone going through a breakup should read, regardless of gender or sexual orientation. Because let's face it, the reason you got into a breakup in the first place was probably neediness. At least that's the case with most of my readers. And this book, it helps you overcome that neediness. So if you're needy to a degree, maybe you sacrifice your values too much, maybe you seek an unhealthy amount of validation, or perhaps you have a hard time standing up for yourself, this is the book for you. Don't pass it up. 20. Can't Hurt Me by David Goggins. Can't Hurt Me is a memoir by former Navy SEAL David Goggins, in which he shares his journey from a troubled childhood to becoming a world-renowned endurance athlete and motivational speaker. Goggins chronicles his difficult upbringing, including being abused by his father, growing up in poverty, and struggling with obesity. The book essentially helped many of my readers realize that there are numerous challenges out there far harsher than a mere breakup. That, and that they don't really have it that bad in light of this realization. 21. Stumbling on Happiness by Daniel Gilbert. Apart from being the inspiration for my article on happiness, this book is a definitive guide on the topic. Throughout it, Gilbert uses a mix of humor, scientific research, and relatable examples to explain the complex psychological concept in a surprisingly accessible way. So if you're someone who seeks to find happiness post-breakup, you need to pick up this book. 22. Bittersweet by Susan Cain. A must-read for anyone who resonated with my articles on vulnerability, rejection, and sadness. In Bittersweet, Susan explores the value and importance of experiencing difficult emotions such as sadness, grief, and longing. Drawing on both personal anecdotes and extensive research in psychology and neuroscience, she argues that these emotions play a crucial role in shaping our identities, relationships, and sense of purpose, and that overall, they're actually a net positive for us, not something we should run away from. 23. Wisdom of Insecurity by Alan Watts. The premise of this book is that human beings are constantly seeking security and stability in a world that is inherently uncertain and unpredictable. Watts argues that this pursuit is ultimately futile, and that no amount of planning or control can ever fully eliminate the risks and uncertainties of life. Instead, he suggests that we should embrace the impermanence and insecurity of life, recognizing that it is precisely these qualities that make life rich, meaningful, and exciting. While not everyone's cup of tea, if you enjoyed my articles on uncertainty, anxiety, and finding a life purpose, you'll probably enjoy this book too. 24. Mindset by Carol S. Dweck. A solid book to read after a breakup if you're interested in human nature and what motivates us to reach our full potential. In it, Carol shows how success in school, work, sports, arts, and virtually every area of human endeavor can be dramatically influenced by how we think about our abilities. The argument made is simple yet powerful. People with a fixed mindset, those who believe that abilities are fixed, are far less likely to flourish than those who adopted a growth mindset, those who believe that abilities can be improved upon. 25. Eat, Pray, Love by Elizabeth Gilbert. This is Elizabeth Gilbert's magnum opus, a story of her journey across three dramatically different countries as she seeks self-discovery following a devastating divorce. But don't be fooled. This isn't your everyday travelogue. While at times surprisingly witty and light, it's still mostly a raw and deeply personal exploration of what it means to find oneself after loss. Overall, a truly inspiring work. Let's just say that I'm not surprised this book is an international bestseller and one of the most popular nonfiction books of all time. 26. Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor E. Frankl. Half autobiography, half self-help, Man's Search for Meaning is a profound book that delves into Frankl's experiences as a concentration camp inmate during World War II. Inside, he discusses how finding a deeper meaning in life helped him survive those harrowing times and how you too can leverage meaning-making to survive just about any adversity. 27. Feeling Good by David D. Burns. A seminal work in the field of psychology, particularly known for its practical implications of cognitive behavioral therapy techniques for overcoming depression. In his book, Burns provides effective tools and strategies to combat depressive thoughts, enhance self-esteem, and improve overall mood without medication. Therefore, if you're struggling with any form of the above due to your breakup, this is the book for you. Burns does an amazing job of essentially writing the closest replacement to real therapy. 28. The Happiness Trap by Russ Harris. Based on acceptance and commitment therapy, The Happiness Trap teaches how to achieve genuine well-being through mindfulness and acceptance. Some of the themes it goes over include overcoming depression and anxiety and self-doubt, resolving obsessive thoughts and rumination, and improving confidence and self-esteem. Looking at the book's theory through a breakup lens, it essentially shows you how embracing painful post-breakup thoughts and emotions can actually help you feel like yourself again. 29. Win Your Breakup by Natasha Adamo. This is the only book on this list that I've read recently, as in the last 6 months. And I must admit, I was taken aback when I finished it. For a generic breakup recovery book, it actually has some original ideas, which is uncommon. It is also, in my opinion, one of the most practical books in the genre, excluding the workbooks. But where this book truly shines is in its writing. For a book specifically peddled to women, I thought it would be like all the other women's breakup books, cheesy, sentimental, and overly politically correct. Thankfully, I was wrong. This book has a no-bullshit, edgy and modern style, eerily similar to my work, which is probably why I liked it so much. So overall, a pretty good book to read after a breakup. Go and pick it up. 30. From the Inside Out by Max Jenker. This is the most mature and honest eggs bag guide out there. It breaks through the noise to give a practical, no-nonsense view of what it means to be a healthy, attractive person capable of mending a relationship. Did I just plug my own book in here? Yes, Yes, I did. Sure, it's awkward, but it's my side. And I wrote a pretty good book. Hell, it's probably one of the better books to read after a breakup. At least, that's what I and most of my readers think. Pick it up and decide for yourself.